Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Hi, and welcome back. You've heard a lot about sensitivity reading as a work-from-home business, and you've thought to yourself, maybe that's something I can do as a side hustle. You've read everything you could find on the subject. You know that it's a service that is in very high demand, that authors, publishers, game developers, even marketers hire sensitivity readers to review manuscripts, novels, scripts, ads for unintentional bias, misrepresentation, or even racism. You've thought to yourself, this is something I could do, no problem. But not everyone is qualified to become a sensitivity reader despite their best intentions. And here's why. Number one, you don't like to read. In fact, you're not an avid reader. The last time you picked up a novel and finished reading it from cover to cover was in 2003, or was it 1998? Sensitivity readers must love to read and do it often. They regularly order a book from Amazon or walk into a local bookstore. They get several email newsletters in their inbox and read several articles a day. They may even write articles on Medium or their own blog. Here's number two. You don't like to write. The last thing you wrote was a check to your gardener. That's not a good sign. You don't like to write and have never been good at it. The fact is just fine with you because you excel in other departments. But sensitivity readers not only read for a living, but they write up reports to their clients. These reports that include praise, suggestions, and notes for changes can range from 5 to 15 pages or more according to the project. So sensitivity readers want to be as helpful as possible, so they not only point out concerns, but offer suggestions. So many times they also include research on the subject with references. Number three, you detest social media and online forums. You gave up on Facebook a long time ago for security concerns and don't even have a Twitter account. You think Instagram is a waste of time and have no clue why people join forums and post or share useless information, especially if it involves a cat. Sensitivity readers must be active online, as that is how they find their clients. They also join groups and forums that interest them or fall into their specific niche. They answer questions that others have and contribute meaningfully to these forums. Sensitivity readers understand that social media and a strong presence online is necessary to be successful. Number four, you prefer the comfort of being an employee over a boss. You're not used to making changes or stepping out on your own. You prefer to be told what needs to be done and how to do it. You don't want any stress that comes from being your own boss and generating your own income. Sensitivity readers love to be challenged. They see working for themselves as a win-win. They determine their financial wellness, when and where to work, and what projects to take on. They love being in control of their lives, even if it means a few bumps in the road at the beginning. And finally, number five. You have never been different or personally faced bullying, racism, or bigotry. Now, this is a big one. You are not from a marginalized group and have never faced or seen the consistent negative side of human interaction. Sensitivity readers come from all walks of life, but they all share a common thread: personal experience with being different, experiencing racism, bigotry, being bullied, or the like. Sensitivity readers may be minorities, little people, Jewish, Muslim, dealt with mental illness, veterans, worked within the foster care system, been homeless, raised in the inner city or a trailer park, part of the LGBTQ community, are obese or plus size, have a disability. You see where I'm going with this. They understand that their personal experiences are what make them a great sensitivity reader in their chosen niches. Who better to review a book where the main character is gay than someone who is a gay sensitivity reader? Sensitivity readers live their lives with courage, draw from personal knowledge and experience when reviewing material, and can instantly see issues with a character, story, or situation where others may have completely missed it. So, after listening to these 5 points, do you find yourself described in any of those? No? Then that's great news. If you love to read and write, are on social media, want to work for yourself, are part of a marginalized group, consider becoming a sensitivity reader. And how do you become one? Well, you're in luck. You can take my free 7-day email course for the next steps. Just go to sensitivityreviews.com and sign up. In my next episode, I'll discuss the classic film Breakfast at Tiffany's and tell you why I believe it's a racist film. I really appreciate you listening and subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And don't forget to rate me on iTunes as well. To get in touch with me, go to authoruncut.com or sensitivityreviews.com. You can also email me your comments and suggestions for future shows at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Until then, write on.